Continuing our learning of the Tshuvat of Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Shevot v'Tshuvat Yechavetat, Chelek Gemel, Siman, Samech Vav. And the question he's dealing with is it permissible to go watch bullfighting? Bullfighting. So he comes out with a resounding no. A resounding no. It's not permissible, and not only is it not permissible, it's wrong. And it's worthwhile to see what he quotes to learn some Hashkafa along the way. See, first of all, he points out this is against the very spirit of our Torah, to go and torture animals and watch animals, hurt other people and other animals. That's just wrong. The Gemara in Yevamot tells us, Shalosh midot yesh b'Yisrael. The Israel are typified, are characterized by three midot, by shanim rachmanim v'gomlei chasadim, bashful, merciful, and offer chesed, and this is the epitome of not having rachmanim. Now, not only that, but there's a prohibition of tsar ba'alei chayim. Tsar ba'alei chayim is to harm an animal. Now, it's not a chok in the Gemara whether tsar ba'alei chayim is an isur d'oraita or an isur d'rabanan. Is it a rabbinic prohibition or a Torah prohibition? And the Gemara in two places points out that it is, in fact, I mean, ha-Torah, the Gemara in Bava Metzia just says so. Gemara in Shabbat points out, what if an animal falls into a pit on Shabbat? Animal accidentally trips, falls into a pit, and it cannot get out. Now, the only way for it to get out is it's narrow. The person cannot get in there to help. And the only way for the animal to get out is for the person above to start putting in their pillows and other things for the animal to climb on top of it, and that way to at least stand up. So at least they'll be able to feed the animal. I'll be able to feed the animal somehow, and so even if you have to wait until after Shabbat or something like that to get the animal out, at least the animal will survive. So what's the problem? The problem is that when you put those, the Gemara is there talking about karim nikfatot, blankets or pillows that the animal could stand on. So once the animal stands on them, those items become mukta. And making something mukta on Shabbat is a rabbinic violation, Yisur Drabanan, of bitul kli mehechano. Bitul kli mehechano, a kli that was not mukta, it was mukhan before Shabbat started, and now you are making it unmukhan. You are mevatel kli mehechano, from that which it was already set aside to be used. And Rashi there says, that it's akin to soter, to destroying a kli. So you're mivatel kli mechano, Yisur d'Rabanan, the Gemara says, yeah, even though you're violating bitul kli mechano, nonetheless, you're allowed to do so because tsar balei chayim is d'oraita, and you're allowed to violate this Yisur d'Rabanan for the sake of preventing tsar suffering to the animal. Rav Avadia points out, you know, when it comes to Brit Milah, however, Brit Milah, it's pretty clear, the Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you would have to violate an Yisur d'Rabanan in order to accomplish a Brit Milah, you're not allowed to do that. If for whatever reason you can't perform the Brit Milah without violating an Yisur d'Rabanan, you're not allowed to just do the Brit Milah the next day. So Rav Avadia points out from here, you see that tsar ba'alei chayim must be so important that it allows you to violate an Yisur d'Rabanan, whereas Brit Milah, which we consider to be very important also, would not allow you to violate an Yisur d'Rabanan. The difference might be that Brit Milah you can push off to the next day. Tsar ba'alei chayim, if you push it off to the next day, the animal is suffering, but nonetheless, the parallel stands. And Rav Avadia points out that they starve the animal, they starve the bull before it goes into the stadium, and then they poke it, then they prod it, and it just seems wrong. And first of all, there's a mitzvah you have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. Based on Sukkim in Kriyat Shema, v'natati eisem b'tzachal divam zecha, and then v'achal tevet zavatos. And Rav, as you see from here, you should feed your animals before you feed yourself, and to starve an animal just seems highly, highly, highly inappropriate. He points out there's an Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh points out that you're not allowed to kill animals for no reason. He says that based on Kabbalah, you're allowed to. Shechita is permissible for eating, but that's it. You can't just kill an animal. Even when an animal needs to be killed for violating, because it caused the damage, it can only be done by the Beit Din. It's not up to a random person to do. Very famously, the Nodeb Yehuda was asked, what about hunting? Is hunting for sport permissible? So he said, look, hunting for warmth, for fur, for sale, for business, or for use. So that's perfectly permissible. The animals are here for our use, but just stam to hunt for sport. So he says, first of all, it's somewhat dangerous. It's not allowed. B, it's a violation of tsar balei chayim. And he says, it's just bad midot. This is what characterized Esav HaRasha, not Yaakov Avinu, and therefore it's wrong. And in a number of places, the Gemara points out there's something called an itzstadion, which today we refer to as a stadium. But Rashi, in a number of places, talks about how that's where they would have animal fighting, and that's just an inappropriate place for a person to be. It's not right. They're torturing the animals. But at the very end of this, Tshuva Rav Avadia heads the point. He says, it's not a problem of looking at animals. That's not the problem. The problem is that they're torturing the animal, and they're and that they're harming the animal, and that animal is attempting to harm people, and they're poking and prodding it. The whole very nature of it is that it's charging at someone. We're taking advantage of this animal's instinct to want to harm. That's wrong. That's wrong. But a zoo, hopefully where they're treating the animal properly, so he says in just languages, you see all the various different animals, and the person's impressed. The person takes in the breath of nature and the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And that's an amazing thing. Now, he points out that there's a tshuva, the Arugot HaBosim, who said it's wrong to go look at animals, to look at images. It was in Daf Yomi a couple of days ago. You know, not to look at pictures of things, of animals, of creatures, but also there point out those are pictures of things that are made for Avodah Torah, by the point out, so that's not relevant. But to look at animals and to be impressed, that's something that a person should want to do. He even quotes the Legat Yosher, according to the Truma Deshin, his Rebbe, who said that he on Shabbat traveled across the city where it was permissible, but when there were two lions there, and he was so impressed and taken by it. And the Chida writes that when he was in London, he went to see the zoo, and he described that he saw an eagle that was over 100 years old, and how impressed he was by it, and he describes it in some detail. And you see that Master Rav, that this is something that's appropriate to be inspired by it, and hopefully in a zoo where they're taking care of the animals, that's appropriate. If they're not taking care of it, then yeah, you're just promoting further Tzar of Alechayim, but generally speaking, in these places, they're taking better care of the animal than in a stadium or something like that. And therefore, seeing them, being impressed, the zoo is a wonderful experience to see Niflot HaBorei, but to take advantage, to poke, to prod, to torture animals, that is always wrong, even if it's for sport, whether it's hunting for sport, or whether it is bull fighting. Have a wonderful evening.